first want to say that I'm very happy to be with you all. I just love you so much, and I'm so glad the Lord's permitted me to come back. Amen. Like, we just have the victory by the grace of God tonight in our heart. To pray for us, we feel like the Lord gave us a little message for you. When we came here, we just came with the thought that we wanted to encourage the saints. We have, that's our motive. Like, if you don't mind me racing that, I wanted to write. God provides our needs. I'm going to talk about our needs tonight and how the Lord provides for our needs. I've been saved for, let's see, almost 21 years. I can testify by the grace of God, He's provided our needs. Our physical needs, temporal needs, spiritual needs, every one of them the Lord has met. And I believe we're serving a God like that tonight. Everyone in here, the Lord is able to give you the part of the message that will help you. Amen. We pray the Lord will open your heart and whatever you have tonight, that God will supply it. Yeah. I don't know your needs, but God knows your needs. And I know that He is able to supply every need you have. And we're serving a God tonight like that. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. We're serving a mighty God that loves us and cares for us. We'd like to start reading. First of all, we looked up the word need. It says one requiring relief or supply. One requiring need, relief. One requiring relief or supply. Sometimes we need a relief. We need something in our soul. Sometimes we need something for God to meet our relief or our supply that we need. We have to have God supply that. Yeah. Sometimes people can't supply that need. But sometimes we need God to supply that. But however, God is able to do that. He's able to grant that. Urgent requirement of something. Essential or desirable that is lacking. Do you ever feel like you were lacking something? You know, there's sometimes that we might even, surely so, that we lack things that we don't even know that we need. But God is able even then to supply what we lack. Praise the Lord, He's so good. I'd like to start reading Philippians 4 and the 10th verse. It says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Amen. Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Praise not God. Because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Yes. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank the Lord tonight. and he's able to help us. And as we were reading this, we're thinking about our brother that wrote this. And you know, he was writing, I believe this was Paul, wasn't it? Paul was writing this to the congregation, and he said, your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. But he said, I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. But he had learned to be full, he learned to suffer need, but he learned to know that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. We must learn that God uses his saints to supply our needs many times. Sometimes it's temporal needs. Sometimes it's spiritual needs. Sometimes God allows himself. Maybe he is the only one that can supply your spiritual need. But there are some times that your brothers and sisters can supply that help. And he uses them to supply your needs. Temporally, spiritually, different ways. But he does this to make a bind us together. And he wants us to be bound together. There's sometimes I'm going to feel a real need of you. I'm going to feel like God's, like we heard earlier today, we might get in a low place where we feel like we really need the saints. We always need the saints. But the Lord allows us to get in a place in a tight corner where we really feel our need of them. And he allows it to be so there can be a binding between us, and we can become closer to one another. And if we let everything, let us be full all the time and not suffer any need, well, we wouldn't be very good for us. But the Lord, he allows us to suffer needs to bind us closer to one another. And he says here, it was a sweet smell. A sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Oh, you know, as they got those gifts together for Paul, he said, you sit once and again unto my necessity. It takes a spiritual insight to be able to see other people's needs. To be able, some people can walk on by and not really realize the need of another saint. Some people don't have that sensitivity, and there's others that are more sensitive to other people. Some people in the congregation might notice when a brother or sister has a teardrop come out of their eye, you know. And when another person, just their personality or makeup, wouldn't even notice that. But the Lord wants us to learn how to be more sensitive to the needs of others, because God can help us to supply their needs. I believe that the Lord has saints that he could deal with and talk to send to Paul the things that he were lacking. And this brought a sweet smell to God, a sacrifice, a sweet smell to God. Oh, just want the Lord to help each of us to be a supply to others' needs. And also that they would supply our need back. Oh, I think about when it wasn't Peter and John went up to the temple, and they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. Oh, the man there was sitting there begging alms. He needed some money, but he needed something more than money. He needed to be healed. His great need was to be healed, because if he was healed, he could go provide for his own self, and he could get his own money by working. So his greater need was to be healed. And they could supply that need. They had no money, but he said, silver and gold have I none. That's what you think you need of me. But such as I have, I give thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And the man received strength into his ankle bones, and he rose up and walked away. So he was supplied with his need, wasn't he? It's a greater need than the money. Oh, tonight we have needs that we don't know. We don't know, but God knows our needs. He knows how to help us. The important part, as the brother was preaching this morning, is our humility. We keep humble, Lord, and help us, Lord, to keep down and humble, then he can supply our needs. He can help us. I think about the scripture over here in Matthew 6:8. It says here, but let's read up this a little bit. Seventh verse. Well, I'm sorry. Let's read just a little bit up. In the sixth verse. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Yes. Do you know, sometimes we get down to pray, I wonder if we just think we need this, we think we need that. And many times when we're asking the Lord, he knows what we need. Yes. And we'd probably be asking for things when really we need something greater than that. So we can go with confidence to God and say, Lord, I know that you know what I have need of. Do you know, my little mind thinks I need this and that. But I'm sure and confident that God knows really what I need. And then, Lord, so I ask you to supply my need in my soul, my spiritual need. Whether it be through my sister or my brother, whether it be a direct miracle from God, through the Holy Spirit interpretation to me. Supply what I need. Do you know, it says here, our Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Before we even go to service, he knows what we need. Before we go to prayer, he knows what we need. Oh, he knew what that crippled man was needing. No doubt that poor man, I don't even know if he ever thought that he would be healed that day. Never maybe entered in his mind that someone would pass by and supply that great need that he had. But God knew what he needed. And he saw him begging off. And he thought, this poor man, he needs money, but he needs something greater. He needs to be healed. So I'm going to supply his need. And I'm going to have Peter and John go walk right by him. I'm going to inspire them, and I'm going to heal him, because I know what he needs. Isn't that wonderful? God knows before we even ask him. Sometimes in my own life, God supplied my needs before I even asked him. And it was miraculous, and he even supplied spiritual needs to me that I didn't even understand that I needed until I got a hold of it, and then I realized, oh my. I sure misunderstood that. Oh, Lord, thank you for revealing that to me. Yeah. Do you know God is a loving God, and he's able to supply and help us. Amen. And it says here, after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, saints, the Lord seemed to be inspiring me lately real strong about our daily bread, our daily need. So many times we worry too much about the future. Doesn't it say that I will say, Lord willing, we will do this or that. Because we know not what a day will hold for us. We might not be living next week. We might not be living next year. But the enemy would like to cause us to take our whole mind and worry how God will provide for us, how God will take care of us. And it can overwhelm us until we get in a state of mind where the enemy will take advantage of us. But the Lord said, pray this way. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, supply my need today. Today is the only day I have. I don't know if I'll live till tomorrow, but I'm living today. This is part of my life today. And Lord, supply my daily bread. Whether it's temporally, whether it's spiritually, whatever needs you have, pray that way. God will supply your need today. Take a day at a time. You know, some people, I've heard people, they get saved, and I remember hearing about one sister, and I wasn't there, but she was praying at the altar, and it seemed like the enemy worked on her mind to worry about how she was going to consecrate her children on the altar, how she was going to trust the Lord with them. What if this happens? What if that happens? How? I can't do it. It's too big for me. I just can't do it. That is the enemy working on our mind. But we'll just cast in the Lord. Lord, today, take me through today.
Amen.
Help me, Lord, to keep safe today.
Yes.
Help me to be saved today. Help me to live right today.
Yes.
You know, if we live right every day, one of these days will be our last day.
Yes.
Lord. And we'll be in heaven.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that sounds pretty simple, but praise the Lord. That's the way we need to take it. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. One day at a time. You know, that's the enemy working on our mind, trying to get us to think about tomorrow. Let's not worry about tomorrow. Let's give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us, Lord, of our mistakes. And help us to forgive others. And help us to have a spirit like that. And lead us not into temptation. And deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Do you think you can live for the Lord one day? Sure. Well, if you can live for the Lord one day, you can live for the Lord one week, one year, 2 years. It's just one day at a time. And God is able to supply your needs and help you. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that. I like to read over here, the help of the Lord, in Exodus. I'm thinking about the children of Israel and how the Lord supplied their needs. You know, it was a lesson to us. The Word of God is a lesson to us. In Exodus, in the 16th chapter, in about the fourth verse here, it says, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, even then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him, and what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even that quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, gather of it every man according to his eating. And you know that the Lord supplied the manna for them every day. He gave them what they needed.
Yeah.
Do you know the children of Israel murmured, and they remember how they said, remember the garlics and all those wonderful things that we had in Egypt. And then the Lord bring us out here that we would perish and die. But no, the Lord was going to supply their need.
Yes.
No, they didn't really need the quail, but they wanted it. They wanted flesh, and they cried and they murmured. So the Lord said, well, I'll show them. I can prove. I can give them quail. That's what they want. He gave them quail. And it said that, I believe over a little further, that said they had so much it had come out of their nostrils. But you know, they wanted, and God supplied their need of the manna every day. If they gathered too much, it began to stink, because he told them not to do that.
Yes.
Do you know that we could do that? We could try to just gather too much in for ourselves,
yes,
and have too much when God wants to supply our need daily.
Yes.
We can try to trust in our own selves. We can try to depend on our own self too much when God wants us to depend on Him. I believe the Lord allows us to be put in places where we need God. And we need Him, and we wonder, why am I in this place? Why do I feel this? Why do I have to be this way? When all it is God wants you to depend on Him. He wants you to feel your need. He didn't want them to gather up so much manna for days and days ahead, because He wanted to supply that need every day.
That's right.
He wanted them to say, I am the Lord your God, who supplies your food daily. Give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah.
Do you know the Lord is able to do that for you and I today?
Yeah.
Amen. The psalmist is out. How's it go? I'll not worry about tomorrow. The Lord doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow. This seems like it's so strong in my mind, but don't worry about tomorrow. The Lord is able to help us and take care of us daily.
Yeah.
Just one day at a time.
Praise the Lord.
When you get up in the morning, that day that God has given you, pray, Lord, take care of me today. Supply the needs I have today, spiritually, temporally, every way. Lord, help me. I'm depending on you to take care of me today. I want to walk close to you, Lord. I realize I need your help. You ever feel like that? I need God. I need the Lord to be a saint of God. I can't be a saint in my own self-sufficient. I'm not self-sufficient. I'm not supplied in my own self full of grace. But through the Holy Spirit, I'm full of grace and full of glory. But I need the Lord, and I need the Holy Spirit. And we need, you know, I think about the saints. We don't have any piano and organ up here and a lot of entertainment. We need the Holy Spirit. And God wants it that way. He wants us to feel our need. He doesn't want us to depend on other things. That's what the world does. They depend on other things to supply their needs. May the Lord help us. Deuteronomy 2 and 7. It says, for the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Oh, I believe that we've lacked nothing today.
Amen.
God has supplied our needs, saints.
Amen.
We've lacked nothing. We have the truth.
Yes.
We have the church of God in our heart. It's part of us. We have the Spirit of God. We lack nothing. Oh, saints, it's wonderful that we have the truth. We have the full gospel.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't this wonderful?
Amen.
They lack nothing. The children of Israel for 40 years went through the wilderness. They lacked nothing. God supplied their need. He took care of that multitude of people. Just think of the multitude that God took care of. They had no jobs. They had no way to provide for themselves. But God supplied their needs. And He doesn't care more for them than He does for us today in 1992. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God today. To God be the glory for all He hath done. For life and salvation, the gift of His Son. To God be the glory. To Him it is due. In time of affliction, my healer is He.
Yes.
His health is unfailing.
Praise
to us, He glory.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, saints, it's the truth tonight. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever need it is, saints, big or small, my God shall supply all your need. Praise God tonight. Isn't that wonderful? They lacked nothing. Oh, they lacked nothing. I'm going to read over here and maybe go back here. I'm going to read Matthew 14 and 20. Remember the multitude of people. But you know, there's a secret in this too. Of this little boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He had a little bit, but he was willing to share it. And the Lord took what he had and supplied every need for that multitude. Do you know, sometimes we feel so small, we feel so inadequate, we feel like, how can we supply needs? How can we meet these needs of this multitude? Moses said, didn't he say, I have a stammering mouth, Lord? And he said, who made man's mouth? Do you know that we can depend on God to supply the needs?
Yeah.
It's not us, but God can work through us to supply every need. But we have to be willing to give that lunch basket. Praise God. That little boy was willing to share what he had. Give your lunch basket to Jesus. Oh, sometimes, oh, saints, it's not a lot. But sometimes it's just a little that God can take and just bless the whole multitude. But we have to be willing to give that small, whatever it is. Lord, the gift I have in my hand is small. But when I give it, Lord, I'm giving my all. It's all I can give, but I'm giving it, Lord. Remember the woman that had the 2 mites. She went up there. It wasn't a lot. Maybe in her mind it wouldn't supply much needs. But when she dropped it in there, she gave every bit she had. And the Lord saw the rich man going by and dropping in of their abundance. They gave a lot. But really they gave a small amount according to the great abundance they had. And probably didn't even notice what they gave. But this little woman gave all that she had, not knowing where she would get her next meal from. And God said, this woman hath given more than y'all because she gave her all. I'm going to tell an example. I was in not long ago. We were having young people gathering in our house. And I went to the grocery store and I didn't have a lot of money to distribute to buy all these things. And I ended up, I had lots of young people that came from different states to my house. And I don't know how I would supply all these needs. But I know that, you know, a woman knows all you need to feed people. And you need paper plates and you need cups and you need forks and you need food and you need... And then I went to the store and napkins, and every time I think of something else I needed. And I was trying to be careful with my money and be wise with my money. But saints, I want to tell you something. That God's done was so wonderful. I was really trying a little bit of money on me, and I could have probably got some more at the house there, but I had it with me and I didn't have time to go back home to get... Didn't think I had time anyway, you know. I had my time divided up too, to provide for all these needs and get all my work done. And I thought, well, I just don't have the time to go home and get more money, so I have to divide this money and be wise to get my paper plates and my napkins. But you know, this is wonderful what the Lord does. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I went, thought, well, I'm going to go to the general dollar store because you can get cheaper napkins and things like that. And I did pretty good with my dollars. And when I went to Walmart, this is wonderful. Oh, this is wonderful. I just think the Lord's wonderful. I was going to... I know I'm already laughing, but it was wonderful.
Praise the Lord.
And I just had a few dollars left, and I was deciding how many paper plates to give. And I wanted to make sure I had enough, you know. And I was kind of standing there thinking, combined. And I never said nothing about my niece. She said, well, hello, Sister Marcia. And I said, hi. And she says, and I think I had some plates in my hands. You know, I was looking at her, and she says, well, I heard you're having young people's gathering at your house. I said, yes, ma'am. And I was covered about with much care. And you know what she said? She said, well, Sister Marcia, she's talked to me a few minutes. I never said nothing about my niece, never sent them any money, nothing. And we were just visiting about something else. And she started to walk away, and she dug in her purse and got $2. She said, here, Sister Marcia, buy you some more plates. Yes. My, I couldn't believe it. Because I needed $2 more. $2. But the Lord supplied my need. And you know, I didn't need to go home because I had this press for time. And I rejoiced in that. I went up, I got all the paper plates I needed, and I went home, and I told that sister later, I said, Sister, you supplied my need in a great way. I said, in a great way. That $2 was a blessing to me. I mean, right when I needed it. Oh, some people, you know, the day and age we live in, they say, oh, $2, what's that? But I tell you, sometimes God allows us to get in tight places here once where a $2 means a whole lot. And we need it. And God allows us to get places like that to supply our needs. And this shows me that God wants us to be needy. He wants us to be needy people. So we don't have to wonder why we get in places, tight places. God wants to provide our needs. He wants to show us what a mighty God we serve. I'll never forget that. I've read in some old books about faith and how God supplies his needs. He does it for the saints right now, 1992. God gave me that money. Right in the grocery store. At Walmart. Right there. Praise the Lord. I just thought I'd... Oh, praise God. And it says here... Let's read there a little bit about Anne. The 15th verse of the 14th chapter of Matthew. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Amen. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Satan wants to say something else. The Lord, I don't know how all those children ate. But Jerry was there. He knows. We had a lot of young people at our house. And you know teenagers can eat a lot. But I'm telling you, we had food left over. I sat there, and I did the best I could, but I still didn't feel like I could feed all those. And it seemed like more kept coming in. I had no way to know how many would be there. But as we spread the things and the different sisters brought some things too, there was enough to feed them all. And they were full. And the Lord helped me to know that I can supply the needs if you'll depend on me. Oh, he said, bring them hither to me. And you know, the disciples probably thought, we have there but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. How can 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes feed this multitude? No doubt they was wondering, but the Lord said, bring it to me. Yes. With God's blessing on it, it can feed the multitude. Amen. Do you believe that? Yes. Amen. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. This is not a fairy tale, saints. This is the truth. This is the word of God. This happened. Praise God. Then we worry about our little needs. Oh, God, help us. God can supply our needs. And he does. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. You know, the thought just came to me just now. I wonder sometimes at camp meetings or wherever, Now you might think, well, Sister Marsh, that's a strange thought. But anyway, I'm just wondering sometimes if God don't just bless that chili or whatever it is and just make more and we don't know about it. I'm really wondering. You know, God could be doing things that we don't even know. Oh, I just put a blessing on that pot of chili, and it's just going to feed more people. Well, another sister, brother comes in. I'm late. Supper, I want a bowl of chili. Well, I don't know if there'll be any left. They go on there and there's some more left, just enough to supply their needs. You know, the Lord does that. He takes care of us. Thank the Lord. Well, praise God. There's nothing wrong with having faith in God. God can do miracles. 1 Kings in the 4th chapter. May the Lord help us. 4th chapter and the 1st verse. I'm sorry, 2 Kings. That's wrong. 2 Kings in the 4th chapter. We're talking about the little widow. It says, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Praise the Lord. Do you know this woman? Do you notice that she said up at the beginning, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Do you know a woman depends on her husband? A woman depends on her husband to provide for her needs, to take care of her. But if a time should come where the Lord would take that husband away, dear one, by the grace and help of God, God will provide for your needs. And even when you have the husband, he provides for your needs. But you know what I mean? When you get into a place where you feel like every resource is taken away from you now. Yes. You're just a widow. You're in a pitiful state. You really feel a great need for God. God will help you. Amen. God will supply your need. He sent Elijah there. I can just imagine these vessels being brought in by her sons. And she began to pour the oil. This water would just take. But if it was oil, she began to pour and pour. And all these vessels spread out on the table began to just, oil just kept coming out of that vessel. Amen. Just more oil. Where was it coming from? God producing the oil. God providing the need. Amen. Until it was all filled up. And then he said, now go sell and pay your debt. Well, I don't know how God provides for us. But whatever way he provides, he will do it. He will take care of us. Praise the Lord. God provided for that woman. In the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, 17th chapter and the 3rd verse. It says here, let's read the 2nd verse. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. But first we want to notice, saints, sometimes we have needs, but we won't go to the place where God wants to provide the needs. Sometimes the Lord tells us to go to the camp meeting. But if we don't go to the camp meeting, we might miss the need that we have to have. But the need is there to meet us. The Lord commanded the ravens to feed Elijah there, at that brook. Now, if Elijah would go somewhere else, then he might not have got his need supplied, no doubt. But the Lord said, I want you, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, I want you to go, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. He provided the water, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there.
Praise the Lord.
What do you think Elijah thought when he said the ravens coming down with food? What do you think of that? Just flying right down. I don't know what they had. Whatever was good. And the Lord just provided from the ravens' mouths. Just food for Elijah. He drank, he had plenty of water, he had plenty of food, but he was at the place where God wanted him to be. Sometimes people lack needs to be supplied because they won't get there. It won't be where God told them to go. To go there and you can get some needs supplied. And then we wonder why some people are maybe need spiritual help and they need needs supplied, but they won't go where God tells them to go. When God wants you to serve place, go there, and God will supply your need. Thank the Lord. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And it says, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Thought come to me, too, about remember the man that was at the camp meeting? You'll have to help me with this. And he, Philip, and he felt impressed to go somewhere. He left the camp meeting, and he went there, and their brother was seeking the Lord, and he was reading in Isaiah, the prophet. Do you have this, Sister Reed? Could you get that for me, please? And you know the Lord supplied that brother's need. Go ahead and read that.
The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. He rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures, had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest?
Yes, where's that at?
Eighth chapter of the book of Acts.
Excellent. Understandest what thou readest. The thought we want to get is how Brother Philip went where God told him to go. And there... He said, go near and join thyself to this chariot.
Yes.
And Philip ran thither to him. Now, you know, if you're in a good camp meeting and the Lord told you to go somewhere else, Philip had to have faith to go.
Yes.
Philip had to be close to the Lord to listen to that still small voice.
Amen.
But the Lord saw a need of this brother that needed to understand. And so he sent Philip to provide that need. God uses our brothers and sisters to provide for our needs. Many times he does. And it said, and he was reading Isaiah. And he said, unto understandest thou what thou readest. And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before the shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man. This poor man was desiring to know and understand. But he didn't. All saints, don't you know that we know things and understand spiritual things? Not that we're anything special or lifted up, but God has worked with us and we need to understand more, no doubt. We have needs. But yet there's others that do not understand as much as we do. And God will use us to supply their needs. And you know it said here, then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Yeah.
He was preaching just to one person, but he was preaching the truth. Oh, thanks God can use you to preach the truth to others. It might just be one person, but the Lord can use you to preach the truth. And it said here, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we just wanted to include that. The Lord supplied that man's need. Oh, God is able to help us today. In the 17th chapter, in the 3rd verse there, and then we want to read a little bit on there. In the 6th verse, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain me. There's times like this. You know, so many times I think people, we get a certain blessing at a certain place, and we want to keep staying there. We feel like this is where God's blessed me, and this is where he's met my need, and I'm going to just stay right here. But if the brook dries up, if the Lord wants us to move us on, God will provide our need there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? God will provide our need if he allows things not to be supplied in a certain way, in a certain place. Then God has something else for us, and he will supply our need that way. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to think, I can't move out of this place. This is where God supplied my need. But God is able to supply your need another way. We try to figure out way God's going to supply our needs. But you know, dear ones, God don't want us to do that. So when we start doing that, he changes things. Because he wants to provide our needs in a special way. He wants us to know that I am the Lord thy God who taketh care of you. See, that's what he wants. And he wants us, but we like to hang on. We're just that way. People are that way. We like to. It's comfortable. It's comfortable for us. I know my husband, I know him, that in Michigan, he had a job for a long time. And when the Lord started dealing with us to move to Oklahoma, it was hard for him to let go of that job.
Well, yeah.
Because, and no doubt, a man, you know, feels that need to provide for their family and that pressure that a woman doesn't have. And sure, I could have lots of faith. But I was leaning on him anyway, see? But you know, it took more, really it did. It took more faith for him to let go of that job and launch out to Oklahoma and trust God that he would give him another job.
Yeah.
But he had a struggle with that. Oh, this is a good job. Got a nice home. Provide for my family. To get out of this is not uncomfortable for me, see. And the Lord says, the brook's drying up. The brook's drying up. To know you go there and I'll provide your needs. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
To know you just go in the will of God and God will work out. He'll open doors. Sometimes we get under confusion and we think, oh, what if this happens? What if we don't have to worry. Listen, saints, if God is in it, He'll open up the doors. Now, if the doors start being closed and keep closing, we better just wait a little. Be careful. Because if God's in it, He'll open the doors. He'll open the doors. And that's what God done for us. He opened the doors. But yeah, I just want to encourage us to remember about Elijah. He does that with us. And he said, "Go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I commanded a widow woman there to sustain me." Do you know the Lord works on both sides to provide these needs? Sometimes, you know, we're praying for a need. I remember one time in Michigan, we wanted to go to the camp meeting. Oh, I wanted to go to the camp meeting at Guthrie. I just felt I needed to go. I needed to be with the saints. I was up there isolated, and I needed to be with the saints. And good. And Jerry wanted to go, but we didn't have the money to go, and he didn't think he could get off work, and we had all these obstacles. But beyond that, oh, saints, where is your faith? Lord, help us to rise. It says, oh, Zion, what's that song? Arise, oh, Zion, your faith. Arise above these things. Put on thy faith, oh, Zion, rise. Put on thy faith, oh, Zion, rise. And fix thy trust above the sky. Stay not in feeble unbelief when God commands. Be strong. Do you have a brother, Keith?
Stay not in feeble unbelief when God commands. Be strong. Be strong in Him. The word believe. And shout the overcomer's song. Put on thy strength, O Zion, rise. Fix thy trust above the sky.
Praise the Lord!
Move out on faith. Almighty plane.
Move out on faith, almighty plane.
Through Him that loved us, dare to reign.
Through Him that loved us, dare to reign. Dare to reign. Reign above these obstacles. Get up here, Zion, where you belong. Get up, arise. Put on thy faith, O Zion. Put your trust in above the sky. For what?
Faith is the strength of Zion.
Faith is the strength. Yes, praise the Lord. Faith is the strength of Zion. Well, we have these obstacles. But I said, Lord, I need to go. I need to go to Guthrie Kennedy. I want to go. So I begin to pack and get ready to go. Well, you don't have no money. Oh, money is such a small thing. It's a big thing to us sometimes, but it's really a small thing to God.
Yes.
God takes care of money. He can give us money if we need it.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's just small. God owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
Yes.
The world belongs to Him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, you know, Jerry, I said, Jerry, ask your boss there if he can get it off. So Jerry, he went to, and that brother, well, I mean, not brother, but you know what I mean. And he said, what did he say, Jerry? He said, yeah, what'd you tell her? No. Jerry's a little bit, you know, hesitant because he just was an agreeable man to let him go. And he says, what did he say about wanting to go to church or something? He couldn't understand, could he? But in the meantime, we got an envelope in the mail. Now, this is the truth. We got an envelope in the mail full of money. Not a check. A cash money. Do you know that's a miracle to get there? Anyone could open that up and get that money. I mean, most people would know at the post office if you see an envelope packed full of, it's fat. I mean, it was, wasn't it? It was wrapped in paper. All this money. Wasn't no check. It was cash money. They didn't want to know. They didn't want us to know who it came from. Praise the Lord. I said, Jerry, God's going to let us go to Guthrie and give us the money. So Jerry went and told this man. He says, I've got to go. And he finally told him, he says, look, he said, the Lord gave us the money to go. He said, what? He said, yeah, it come in the mail envelope. I'll wrap it up in paper and go. He says, oh, your dad probably sent it to you. He goes, no, I don't think so. He says, I believe God supplied this money to us. We don't know who it come from.
Amen.
But you know what? We got ready and we went to Guthrie Campbell.
Yes.
And saints, we didn't need to go. Amen. We needed some spiritual help. And the Lord gave it to us there.
Amen.
He met our needs during that camp meeting. Brother said, I was testifying. I was so happy, you know, and I got up and I was telling the saints that my God is a cattle on a thousand hills. I was telling them. And he gave us the money to get here. And I was exuberant and just happy, you know. And Brother Satterthee, it brought his attention to us. So, you know, he come and talked to us. And he said, you know what? He said, I think you need to be on the tape list. I said, what's that? He goes, well, that's where we have our preaching services in Oklahoma City. We mail them out across the states to the saints that are isolated. And you listen to them, then you send them off. I said, oh, that'd be wonderful. And do you know that God used that to supply our needs? And we were able to, not having a pastor, listen to those messages. As long as we were there, he fed us by the brook. Praise God. He filled us up with joy. Many times on Sunday and sometimes during the evenings, we'd have the tape going, feeding our soul. God provided our needs in a wonderful way. I didn't know anything about a tape list, but God did. God knew we needed some encouragement.
Yes.
I remember, oh, I could just go on and on and on. I know I can. I mean, I could, but, you know, going through that. Oh, thanks. I'm so full. I'm so thankful that God can supply our needs. Oh, he does. He helps us. Oh, it said here, he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Excuse me. And it says here, and as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Praise God. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Do you know, Elijah had a need, and this widow had a need. And God worked on both ends to supply needs for one another. Oh, God, he's watching us. He's watching us, saints. He knows all about us. He loves us. He cares for us. He's going to take care of us. Lord willing, I have one more scripture in Isaiah. I want to close. Lord willing, Isaiah 55. This scripture had came to me. The Lord was talking to me about needs.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage you tonight that God is able to supply your need, whatever it is.
Amen.
Nothing too big or too small. Whatever need it is, God is able to help us.
Amen.
And it says here, hold, or we might say attention.
Yeah.
Attention, everyone. Everyone that thirsteth, waters. And he that hath no money, he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, thanks. God is able to help us. Come to the waters. Come buy milk and honey. Is this worth, or do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Come ye, he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Do you have a need tonight?
Amen.
Come to the waters. Come. Come, buy and eat. You don't have to have no money. Oh, remember the man there? He tried to buy the Holy Spirit. The disciple put a curse on him doing that. Rebuked him.
Yeah.
You can't buy this with money.
Amen.
You can't buy this with... that's not the kind of price. The gospel is free to everybody.
Amen.
But it takes humility. It takes us an honest heart. It takes someone that's reaching out for God to supply their needs, wanting to become more spiritual, wanting to become what God wants them to be. You pray for me.